Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you really wanting to build your self-esteem? Well, today I'm going to talk about the benefits of breathwork on your self-esteem from my own personal experience and how it's transformed me. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra special point for you then as well. Now, as always, if you want to keep up to date with all the latest episodes and never miss any, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter where you'll also get a weekly confidence tip as well and updates of all the latest. So you can do that by hitting the link in the show notes below. Breathwork has changed my life in ways I didn't expect it to. It's just something I experimented with, and I'm not being dramatic. It is the, for me personally, again, it's all personal experience and just sharing with you. Breathwork, there's getting a bigger movement with it, which is amazing. And I really want to share more of it in the UK. Breathwork for me personally has been the most powerful thing in my mental health, without a doubt, right? I can eat. Exercise is a very high one, I must admit. Consuming the right information, hanging out with the right people is a massive impact. What I eat, everything like that, right? Breathwork for me has been the most powerful one. And I'm going to go into that. And it's also increased my self-esteem. Now, I found in 2022, when I really came into this, before that, I was doing very much sharing like my mindset, and I'd been working on my mindset for a while. And I was obviously sharing on this podcast about my experience and how I'd reshaped some of my thoughts to build more confidence and self-esteem. Now, life, when you get good at something, likes to give you an assignment. It's a lot. I like to think of life like going through school or going through classes, right? Maybe you're in a class at school and you're like, right, I'm doing well, I'm learning, I've really got to the top of the class. And what happens is you get moved up to another class and it gets a bit tougher. Now, life likes to do that, I found personally. It likes to give you some real tests. And for me, when I came into 2022, it certainly did that. Personal and professional challenges that really, really tested me. And there are times where the doubt was coming in and I wasn't mentally as feeling as good. And I carry on making a podcast, trying to share what I was implementing. Yet it was one of those growth things I had to go through. And amongst that, I came across breathwork and I experimented with it. And I was like, wow, this is super powerful. And what I found for me, breathwork has helped me both calm down, have a calmer nervous system, be more calm. And it's also allowed me to release and work through deep emotions that are trapped inside of me and holding me back. And it's also helped me develop my relationship myself. And I'm going to go into that. Because what breathwork allows you to do for me is do that deeper connection. And I saw a quote from my training provider the other day, and they said, the deeper you want to go, the more you breathe. And I thought that was so true, because when I breathe, I don't just connect to the breath. It's not just like I'm breathing in some way. It's connecting to deeper parts of myself that I'm not always consciously aware of, and also like the general energy around me. Now, this may sound a bit crazy. When you do it enough, though, see it for yourself, right? Again, I'm not just talking theory. I'm talking about things I've actually done and have worked for me. Now, I want to ask you this. Maybe you're in a place where you're like, you tried a bit of growth. Maybe it's not that consistent. Maybe it's a little consistent, right? And you're like, right, I feel like something's holding me back. I feel like I want to strengthen a deeper relationship with myself. And I've certainly been there. And maybe now it's time to look at something else. Well, breathwork, it's just something that I really want to share with you. And I was caught in that, like, I'm thinking positive, which is definitely better than thinking negative. Yet breathwork took my development, my mental health, my self-esteem, my relationship with myself to a whole another level. So let's go into it. The first thing breathwork's allowed me to do is, and you should always consult a professional before you dive into these kind of things, obviously, goes without saying. So it's allowed me to feel things that are trapped in my body, emotions, traumas. And trauma, again, just to, because I know people have certain emotions about that word. And sometimes we think abuse, we think like serious like harm to someone. Like maybe it's physically, emotionally, sexually, or something like that. Trauma can be any kind of significant event where an emotion's gone into the body, and it's usually not an empowering emotion. Maybe it's something like scarcity, like a deep level of fear, a deep like self-loathing or something like that. And what breathwork's allowed me to do is find some of these things that are hidden away in my body. And I'll give you an example. I lost my grandma when I was 7 and I never really felt it. And this was over 25 years ago now. And when I got into breathwork, what it allowed me to do, even though it was quite painful at first, was to actually feel it and experience it. And that allowed me to release a lot from my body and therefore allow me to feel and connect with myself. And therefore that helped me develop my relationship with myself, because I was feeling what I really need to feel. And when you give yourself what you really need, even if sometimes it's like, it can be a little bit painful, then that develops your relationship with yourself. The second thing is linked to that, really, but I made it a second point, is it's allowed me to see what needs to be healed. Breathwork really gets into the unconscious mind, the things we're not always aware of, or something we've ignored for a long point of time. And what breathwork's allowed me to do is see what I need to really look at inside of myself. So it may be like and as human beings, I've certainly been really guilty of this, just being busy day to day. I haven't got the time. By the way, if you're ever saying you haven't got the time, you've got less time than someone else, you're lying to yourself. We all have the same amount of time and days in a week. It's about how you use the time, right? I know some people got different circumstances, but like I heard so many people say, I'm just like really busy. I've always seen people really want something, make the time for that thing, without a shadow of a doubt, right? So like we can be caught in like day-to-day life though, and we're not like questioning these things. We just get caught up with things that may not even serve our agenda. And what breathwork does is it allowed me to see, maybe I'm a little bit hurt there. So for me, one of the most challenging areas has been the area of dating and relationships. And then it came back to actually going deeper in myself and having that loving connection, safe space for myself. And when I've been able to work through that, my relationships in general have improved, like with people. And I feel better with myself. And I'm having some great conversations with people, right? So when you can feel what you need to feel, that's personally really, really helped me. The third thing, it allows you to calm yourself. You, in your nervous system, you have like different parts where there's like a part which kind of is when you feel safe. There's parts where you feel like a fight or flight, like you're really in danger, even though you're not. Like sometimes I used to be like in this fight or flight when someone's upset about something, maybe in the workplace, or I was public speaking the first time. Maybe you can relate to this. You get into this whole fight or flight, like adrenaline, stress kind of pumping out in the body, right? And then there's also like another part which shuts us down, makes us freeze, makes us hide away, makes us like tired and save our energy. Now, what breathwork does is it allows me to work through those distant systems to therefore get into that more calm, grounded, safe place. And when you can do that, you can feel so much more confident and at ease when you do the breathwork. The fourth thing is it's developed my self-esteem by knowing I'm taking care of myself. I'm like, right, I'm working through this practice and I'm like, look, I'm committing to me to look after me. I'm calming myself. I'm seeing what needs to be seen. And that therefore gives me a lot more self-respect with myself that I'm actually giving myself what I need. And then the fifth one is breathwork really allows me to be present with me. And when you can be present with yourself, that's going to build your relationship. If you're not present with yourself and you're ignoring yourself, that can damage your relationship. So really utilizing the breath is a great way to really build a stronger relationship with yourself. Okay, so I want to dive into a, a, a really important point and kind of your next steps with this, if you choose to. Just before I go into this, I wanted to mention again that if you want to keep up to date, make sure you never miss any episodes. All you got to do is hit the link in the show notes below where you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. Okay, my final point I want to say, like really next steps, is what I'm going to recommend is a provider called Somatic Breathwork. Now, you can train up to be a practitioner like I'm doing, or you can just look at some of their information. They're like brilliant for me, like personally. I'm not an affiliate of them or anything, but yeah, I would go and check out their page because they're really going to educate you about somatic breathwork. And for me, like I say, this has been like the number one tool. It's so overlooked, the power of working your breath. There's so many different ways to breathe. And these guys have been a game changer for me. And I really want to share my passion with breathwork today because recently I've been on some interviews and people have been asking me about it when I sort of touched on it. And I'm just like, right, I've got to share more of this with people. And of course, when I'm in that position where I'm a full breathwork practitioner, I will be available to book out workshops and one-to-one sessions as well on that. Okay, so I appreciate you for being here. You'll improve other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.